In the letter, Hilcorp wrote, "Broken ice, exacerbated by high tidal flows and limited daylight, make it too dangerous to send divers to fix the leak at this time. It's estimated the fuel line is leaking at a rate of 210,000 to 310,000 cubic feet of natural gas per day." The Houston-based oil and gas company's letter was addressed to Jeff Merrill at the Department of Environmental Conservation. Merrill is leading the state's response to the leak. Merrill also couldn't say when the leak can be fixed.
The bottom line is the pipeline will be repaired when it's safe to repair the pipeline. And when that is, nobody knows.
According to Merrill, the line in question leaked twice before, in 2014, when it was owned by a different company. But those leaks happened in the summer, and repairs were made within a few days. Merrill says safety concerns about fixing the leak in the winter are legitimate. But the letter also shows Hilcorp disputing DEC's assessment of the environmental risks associated with the leak. For example, Hilcorp challenges the agency's evidence that methane can harm aquatic species. Merrill downplays the disagreement.
Hilcorp has their opinion and their position, which is fine. They're entitled to that. The department has access to environmental and science experts who are arriving at a position that is different from that of Hilcorp's, and that's fine too.
Cook Inlet is home to a population of beluga whales, which are listed as endangered. In its letter to the state, Hilcorp wrote the whales are likely to steer clear of the gas bubble stream coming from the leak. The company adds belugas tend to avoid ice-covered areas. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the opposite in a letter sent to another federal agency. Cook Inlet belugas have shown a preference for ice cover, the agency wrote in the letter. NOAA added the leak is taking place within preferred Cook Inlet beluga winter foraging areas. In an emailed statement, Hilcorp spokeswoman Lori Nelson said the company is working closely with government agencies to respond to the incident. But the long time frame for fixing the leak is drawing criticism from local environmental groups. Bob Shavelson is advocacy director for the Homer-based Cook Inlet Keeper.
Basically, Hilcorp is saying we cannot respond to an event in Cook Inlet in the winter. And our response to that is, if you can't address an event, whether it's a gas spill or an oil spill in Alaska in the winter, then you should go back to Texas because you don't have a right to do business here.
Earlier this month, Cook Inlet Keeper announced it intends to sue Hilcorp over the leak, claiming it is violating the Federal Clean Water Act. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.